A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Since the Passover of the Jews was near, Jesus went up to Jerusalem. He found in the temple area those who sold oxen, sheep, and doves, as well as the money changers, seated there. He made a whip out of cords and drove them all out of the temple area with the sheep and oxen, and spilled the coins of the money changers and overturned their tables. And to those who sold doves, he said, "Take these out of here and stop making my Father's house a marketplace." His disciples recalled the words of Scripture, "Zeal for your house will consume me." At this, the Jews answered and said to him, "What sign can you show us for doing this?" Jesus answered and said to them, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." The Jews said, "This temple has been under construction for 46 years, and you will raise it up in 3 days?" But he was speaking about the temple of his body. Therefore, when he was raised from the dead, his disciples remembered that he had said this, and they came to believe the scripture and the word Jesus had spoken. The Gospel of the Lord. Today is the feast of the dedication of the Lateran Basilica in Rome. St. John Lateran is the cathedral of the Bishop of Rome, the Pope, and it ranks as mother and head of all the churches in the world. The three readings in today's Liturgy of the Eucharist have direct reference to temples. In the first reading, Ezekiel has a vision of a temple where he sees water flowing from the temple to all parts of the earth. And this water brings life wherever it flows. It makes the salt waters fresh and brings forth abundant life in the waters. Along both banks of the river, fruit trees bear fresh fruit monthly, and the leaves of the trees are used for medicine. To those who believe, Jesus promises that streams of living water shall flow out from within them. He was speaking of the Holy Spirit. Paul tells us in the second reading, in his letter to the Corinthians, that we are God's building, laid upon the foundation of Jesus Christ. He reminds us that the Spirit of God lives in us. We are temples of God. God is closer to us than the clothes we wear or the air we breathe. We carry God within us wherever we go. And we meet God in those we encounter. This Spirit Jesus spoke of as living water lives within us. And in John's Gospel, we read that Jesus goes to the temple and becomes angry at the way God's temple has been used as a marketplace. And when he is challenged concerning his right to drive out the money changers and all those who have abused the temple, he responds by saying, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." He is talking about his own body, which we believe was raised up 3 days after his death. And his promise to us is that we too shall be raised up and enjoy eternal life with him. Do we believe that as temples of God, we are privileged to have the Spirit of God live in us, and that we can serve as channels of this living water that feeds and heals us and others? That no matter how weak we may become or old we grow, God still resides within us and wills to use us to help bring about his kingdom. That we carry within us this Holy Spirit who actually takes delight in dwelling within us. Jesus' resurrection is the reason for our hope as we try to remain faithful to this mission, knowing that we too shall rise and live forever. The readings today can serve to deepen our trust that no matter what may happen in our world, we are never alone, and we are never without a purpose in life. We are called to pay attention to the one who lives within us, to the mission we are given to be channels of this living water. And as we go about our ordinary daily lives, we can rejoice in the hope that we too shall be raised up as Jesus was, and we shall share eternity with him. Holy Spirit, we thank you for coming to live within us, and we thank you for the gift of sharing in the mission of Jesus, and we thank you for the promise of everlasting life with you, Jesus, and the Father.